Generally, this is not unusual, unfortunately, for this time of the year. This year we have, because these religious festivals that are at the core of the unrest every year are actually now at the same time. So you have Ramadan, which is always a very tense time because of the Temple Mount disputes that are going on between Israel and the Palestinians. And then you have also a religious holiday of the Christians, Easter, and you have a religious holiday of the Jewish population, Pesach. So, you know, you have three times where religious blood in Jerusalem is getting hotter than it usually is. So having unrest in Jerusalem during this time of the year is a normal occurrence. There are a couple of aspects which make this more difficult on the terrorism side and more difficult on the political side. So let me start with the political side to get this out of the way. And we do have a slow, I called it in a conversation today, a government breakdown in slow motion, in that now the second party of the multi-party coalition of the Israeli government has now left as well. So the party actually has no longer any shape, way or form, a majority in the Knesset, which makes it, it was a very interesting coalition from the extreme right to the middle to even some left-wing parties involved, including for the first time, Arab-Israeli parties. So a very groundbreaking coalition held together by a desire to get rid of Bibi Netanyahu in political terms, because there are many elections where they tried, and this is the one that achieved it, but with little else in common. So that makes the Israeli decision-making process more complicated than it would be under normal circumstances. So that's the political aspect of this. The terrorism aspect of this is an occurrence that happened 2 weeks ago and is very, very, very unusual, unique so far in Israeli current history, is that for the first time, you had lone attackers, and three in a row, actually, in Israel, that were not part of a Palestinian terror group, such as Hamas or the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but for the first time, apparent inspired ISIL attackers. One good thing, if there's anything good to say about terrorism in Israel, was that Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad were dominating the quote-unquote terrorism space in the country and were quite effective in preventing rival organizations to ever take a foothold in the Palestinian territories. And that somehow seems to have been overcome. At least the Islamic State seems to be able to inspire Palestinians to follow their ideology now as compared to Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. On top of that, you have a extreme right-wing Israeli part, the settlers, and that are trying to assert their dominance by marching on the Temple Mount in the next couple of days, which is also going to increase tensions. Now, according to media report, Hamas has already tried to calm the Palestinian Islamic Jihad down. And since Hamas is the bigger player in the Palestinian camp compared to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, this could actually be successful. I doubt that if there are anything more than just inspired, but some actual ISIS networks that it, within the Palestinian camp, that Hamas would have any leeway over them, because it's a completely different terror organization.
Now, with all of this going on, what do you think is the likelihood or the possibility that there would be a significant terror attack that emerges from this?
Look, I mean, we already had the most violent weeks in Israel in the last 10 years. I think since the end of the Second Intifada, they didn't have that many attacks in one go. You'd had rockets attacks, as we've, I think we talked about this at the time, from Hamas and the Gaza Strip into Israel. That was quite horrible. But this is now back again to terror attacks that were more common in the late 90s, early 2000s, where, you know, Israelis couldn't be safe in Tel Aviv, outside Palestinian territories, by attackers who blow things up or do knife attacks on a regular basis. So the Israeli internal security forces, plus, of course, as sad as it is, but also the wall that Israel built between its territory and Palestinian-controlled territories did stop, to a very large extent, these attacks. And to have one attack after the other in a couple of days is very, very unusual since the end of the Second Intifada. It's really unusual. Yeah.
So then, looking at where things are now, and looking back at previous situations, there always seemed to have been a point where things calmed down. Do you see that emerging in this particular scenario?
I mean, I can see that Hamas really clearly realizes, that playing with fire usually ends very badly for Hamas. And there's still a looming Palestinian election, which they want to have sooner or later, and they would like to win sooner or later. And so heating things up in a way that it was last year when we had a full-fledged military attack on the Gaza Strip by Israel, which was the only way they could stop those rocket attacks coming from the Gaza Strip, is not going to be on the cards for Hamas right now. Otherwise, they wouldn't talk to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. But as I said, you now have a third spoiler that neither Israel, who seems to have been quite surprised by ISIL sympathizers doing attacks, nor the Palestinian anyone, neither the Palestinian National Authority, nor Hamas, nor the Palestinian Islamic Jihad has really any influence over. Now, hopefully, and the jury is still out on this, these are still just individuals who are inspired online by ISIS. And we've talked in many, many of our sessions how outrageous it is that this is still possible using the internet and social media for ISIL to do anywhere in the world, including Israel. If that's the case, then, inspiration is hard to prevent, but it's also hard to ramp up. ISIL doesn't have a control how many people would actually then take up and get killed as a result of that. Their calls for conducting attacks. So that if there's no network, they have no control, then this may dribble along, but at least it may not get to something bigger. So from the traditional Palestinian terror organizations, I don't see a strategic will or even a tactical advantage if they would ramp it up. So let's hope that they assess the situation similarly. And ISIL, I do hope, has not yet the structures inside the Palestinian territories that they could ramp it up.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project, JJ Green, WTOP News.